What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way. Uh-oh. Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
All right, let's assess Cowboys coaching stock after the divisional round. Good morning, Metroplex. Thanks for joining us this Martin Luther King and Inauguration Monday here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We got Pepe and Carter in the back. And thanks to everyone checking us out on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Cowboys are still without a head coach. I saw the Dallas Morning News speculate this could take place till mid-February.
Oh my God! Please, please. So
we're gonna be doing Super Bowl shows,
and then you gotta get ready for the combine. Combine is end of February,
which we're going to.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So what is the Super Bowl is February 9th. So does that mean that what? Like they're not gonna do anything until after the Super Bowl. They want to get everybody clear, or is that why it could go on? Is because they want to hire Kellen, and Kellen might be calling games until then.
Well, also, you know, even if they want like. Isn't there a rule like once the conference championship games are over, you can't make any news or that like the week of the Super Bowl?
There's not like a rule. It's an
gentleman's agreement, it's a
gentleman, which they kind of blow off routinely.
Yes. I mean, I worked today, number one, because I think the bosses violated Odyssey policy and didn't give us a choice.
Yep.
But number two, I was like, oh, maybe there's a Cowboy coaching hire. It's going to happen right when I go to Mexico mid-February. It's going to screw me over, and your dad's funeral, all that stuff tied together.
I don't know. I don't know how we're both going to be off at the same time, Sean. I don't know how they're going
to
handle it.
Peyton gets to host. Peyton gets to co-host with me.
KNC do it all the time,
I might cancel my trip just to avoid that happening.
Imagine Peyton having to run the board for Alec. Alec would be able to dunk on him then.
All right. Let's assess all the coordinator possibilities after their games this weekend. Let's start off with Kellen Moore. Can you judge him at all with the snow? 205 and two touchdowns. Is the only way you could really judge Kellen Moore is if he was dumb enough to throw the ball nonstop with a hurt Jalen Hurts? Can you even judge Kellen Moore whatsoever?
It's tough. Look, I mean, I think that you actually could judge him in a positive way. I mean, he was smart enough to know like where his bread is buttered with this team. This team is a supremely talented football team. And they have a running back that is, I mean, he's the most efficient running back in the league right now. Him and Henry. So, obviously lean on that. If he didn't lean on that, I think then you could be like, all right, what the hell are we doing here, man? Like, because, you know, we think of Kellen as this, you know, as the guy likes to throw. Like, truthfully, like, he is at his best when he can run the ball effectively.
Yeah, I think that he, and we'll get into some of this with Kellen a little bit later, but I think that it's really difficult to take anything from it, because like when we read that tweet earlier from Quincy Avery, once it turns into a snow game, it's just like it changes the complexion of what the game is supposed to be, and you're just kind of trying to survive it and get by. And so I don't know that there's much you can glean from it, because a lot of it just turned into, all right, let's try to just run the ball and get this game over with.
Warren Sharp was destroying Kellen Moore at halftime, the analytics guy, saying Eagles have 25 net passing yards on 16 dropbacks, 66 passing yards, 41 yards lost on sacks. That's 1.6 net yards per pass. They have 171 rushing yards on 17 rushes, 10.1 per, and he was basically calling the Eagles coaching staff idiots. He was coming out harsh.
I think, what is it? Is it... I don't know what the connection is to Baltimore, that he'd be so aggressively going after Kellen Moore in defense of his Baltimore Ravens, who he secretly does consultation for that he doesn't publicly disclose. So that was, I can't figure out what that would be. Kellen Moore must have made Baltimore mad at some point.
Because those numbers you read off, it was like, yeah, just keep running it.
Yeah. I can't judge him off that. Again, I could only judge him negatively if he was not handing the ball off.
Right.
and Saquon was breaking off 60-yard runs.
It's an incomplete grade to me. Like, I don't think you can take anything from it.
All right, let's take it to Washington and Detroit for three different people.
Snap to Daniels, quick throw to the opposite side. Terry McLaurin got through two defenders. 50, 40 by 40, 30 by 30, foot race at the 20, 15, 10, 5, stays on his feet! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
Are you kidding me? McLaurin! Oh my God!
Commanders Radio with the call. Would you like to start with Cliff, Ben, or Glenn?
Well, let's start with Cliff. I don't think this does anything for Cliff for me.
This, for the Cowboys.
For Cliff, period. Like, this is about Jaden Daniels. Like, that's what this is about.
You give no credit to whoever's fostering that?
I generally give the credit to the player.
So, like, Jaden Daniels, though, he goes anywhere, he plays the exact same?
Yeah. I think if Patrick Mahomes had gone anywhere, he's Patrick Mahomes. If a lot, all these guys. If you're great, you're great.
The only counter...
It's the good guy. I think quarterbacks can take a good guy to make him, like, great. If you're going to be great, you're going to be great.
The only counter... Well, there could be a lot of counters, but the one that immediately comes to mind, because they also played, is Ken Dorsey to Joe Brady. It seems like the Buffalo Bills offense jumped back up with Joe Brady at the controls versus Ken Dorsey. I feel good in saying, while losing Stephon Diggs, the Bills don't do this offensively with Dorsey upstairs versus Brady. That seems to be a big coordinator difference. That's my opinion. But go ahead, back to Cliff.
So, I mean, I think Cliff is, you saw during the year too, they lost three straight in the second half. That's kind of a Cliff staple where he falls off in the second half of the year. And then, you know, their schedule, you know, lightened up a little bit. They went back and they started winning games. The Eagles game, they put up a ton of points. How much of that, though, was, obviously they didn't put up the points because of Jalen Hurts' concussion that he got in the first quarter. But it certainly helps when the other team can't move the ball and the other defense gets tired.
The reports are Kingsbury has requests from the Bears and the Saints, has not interviewed for any head coaching job. Meanwhile, Joe Witt Jr. will interview for the Jets' head coaching job this morning. What do you think this did for Cliff and maybe possibly Cliff here?
No, I think it actually does a lot for Cliff because, like, I mean, I think it's the counter is that when you say we've seen drop-offs, that's the thing. We typically have seen drop-offs, and what we've seen is over the last seven games, they're undefeated and they're averaging 32 points a game in Washington.
All I'm saying is I just give the credit to the quarterback.
And I think schematically they've done a lot of different. They had them spinning. Detroit had no idea how to counteract anything. This wasn't just execution. It wasn't pure execution. They had a lot of easy, wide open throws. They had wide running lanes to get things done. I think Cliff did a really good job of just kind of cementing. Look, I can stand toe to toe with the other top candidates, and I can be better than them. And I think that's a big thing for him.
Let's take it to who Cliff did this against with Aaron Glenn, who Jordan Schultz says the Cowboys could be interested in with some Texas ties. Dan Quinn last year gave up 48 to the Packers. Glenn gets absolutely lit up, giving up 481 yards and 6.6 a play. Does this do anything? Should this do anything to Aaron Glenn? Or no, because of 16 guys on IR, including Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, six starters on defense. I don't think this does anything negative for Aaron Glenn. I mean, they had outside of the Minnesota game, right? And that was more Sam Darnold than anything. This defense has been getting kind of worked over the last month-ish of the season. So I'm not going to put this on Aaron Glenn. I mean, the defense, you know, it's disappointing. You know, when your offense, look, your offense is going to be out of sync sometimes in the playoffs, and it was. The defense has got to step up. That's when the defense steps up and helps. They couldn't, not because I don't believe anything because of Aaron Glenn. I think because they were just overmatched. They had so many injuries.
This is not good for Aaron Glenn. Not just this one game. I think it's the last two playoff runs. So if you look at the last 2 years as defensive coordinator in Detroit, the regular season, those 34 games that they've played, on average, Detroit gives up 339 yards on defense, and they allow 21 points per game. He has, in four playoff games with Detroit, never given up less than 23 points. He averages giving up 31. He's never given up less than 408 yards, which is 80 over what they typically average, and they average giving up 432 a game in the playoffs. That's four playoff games where he gets rocked. And so there is a question over a four-game sample last year that says your defenses are not playing the same way that they play during the regular season, and it's not just by a little margin. It's a significant margin where your very best performance is significantly above your season averages. And I think that there's at least just a question there of just, all right, how much are you actually getting out of these guys when big moments come along? Because if there's a constant criticism that exists with Kellen Moore, and it's a fair one of just, the offenses haven't been the same when we've gotten to the postseason. Like, for all you do in the regular season, it's not the same. Aaron Glenn's defenses have not been the same when they get to the postseason.
Is that not a little normal with
better teams?
You get better teams. Like, your batting average in baseball theoretically should drop in the playoffs.
Right.
It's normal to have something that goes up. It's not normal for the very best performance you have can't even meet your season average, especially over four games.
I get it.
And especially when we're talking about 339. I don't know. Their scoring defense is pretty good because they take the ball away a lot. 339 yards per game over the last two seasons is 20th in the NFL. So we're talking about their 80 yards worse than being the 20th best yards defense in the NFL over the last 2 years.
Do we not overreact, though, to this? Like, if you have a body of work, this is the Rick Bonus thing. If you were going to get rid of Rick Bonus before when he was the interim after Monty left, if you were going to get rid of Rick Bonus before the playoff run, are you really going to let a playoff run impact you?
Okay.
And the same thing here. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I understand. I understand we overreact to the biggest things. But if Aaron Glenn was the guy for you all year, or Dan Quinn was the guy for you all year last year, are you really going to let a single 60 game minutes going to impact that?
Sure. Last 4 years, here's where Detroit's defense is ranked in. Let's go passing yards the last 4 years. 24th, 30th, 27th, 30th. This is where they've ranked in total yards. 29th, 32nd, 19th, 20th. This is where they've ranked in points. This year they were better. They took the ball away a lot. But this is where they've ranked in points. 31st, 28th, 23rd, 7th.
Ugh.
His resume, it's not like, when we talk about the whole body of work, it's not like the super impressive four-year dominant run.
It seems like more as the man versus the coordinator, where Johnson, all the credit is for the coordinator, and we don't know a ton about the man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the exact kind of question we're asking here in Dallas right now. Just, do you want the X's and O's guys, or do you want the leadership guy?
All right, now let's get to Ben Johnson. 31 points scored, trick plays that worked, except for the Jameson Williams pass, and a total yardage of 5-2-1. Does this do anything for Ben Johnson?
I don't know that it... I don't think it helps. I mean, scored 31 points with 5 turnovers is impressive.
Yeah.
That's really impressive. They were the best offense all year, or one of them. And they were one of the best offenses last year, too. Like, they're just a really good team. I think, it's the same thing with Aaron Glenn. If you thought he was the guy before, this performance isn't going to hurt you.
All 3 years as offensive coordinator in Detroit, they have been top 5 in points and yards. All 3 years. And so he's at the top of the league. He's clearly shown himself to be a really effective play caller. I think the questions you have about him aren't going to be answered in these playoff moments. I think the questions are going to be answered by, like you mentioned, what is the personality type? What are the leadership traits? That's the bigger thing with Ben Johnson.
And then my two leftovers, we are getting your Cowboys stock report on the divisional round coaches, Joe Brady, Todd Monken, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Man, Brady, that play design, the series of plays at the inside the 5 and the final drive before they kicked the field goal, there were a lot of people on social media killing that. Just the third down. I didn't get the third down. The run with Allen.
That they didn't tush push it. They went shotgun.
Yeah, they went shotgun. So that. But again, I mean, I would not want Todd Monken. Todd Monken is a 60-year-old that's had one head coaching job in his entire career. Was 3 years at Southern Miss. No one else has ever thought of him as a head coach. It's very hard to go and win national championships at Georgia or Alabama and not get a head coaching opportunity.
I don't think it hurt either of them. I thought the coordinators were fine yesterday, like in the Baltimore Buffalo game. Nothing stood out to me as just like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? So I don't know if it helps them, but I definitely don't think that there was anything in there that you could ding and say, oh, this was a really bad performance from them.
All right, so that is around the rest of the National Football League on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Bobby Belt he made his research project, Kellen Moore, over the weekend. That is coming up at 8:40. But let's talk Mavs, Stars. Do the Dodgers continue to cheat? And is TikTok back or not? Next on 105.3 The Fan.